Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, John Flanagan. Welcome to another edition of the Metal Injection Live Cast. It's getting cold out, am I right? I think one of Noah's nipples just poked me in the ear. Here's the fucking show.
Me too.
You too?
Stop.
What's going on with Noah's nipple?
Noah has really long nipples.
Ew.
What?
You probably do. I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, no, I can't tell.
Slim girls usually have really long, like...
What does that mean, long?
Nipples.
What does that mean, long nipples?
Well, because you're so slim, I guess maybe it just even looks longer by comparison to the rest of your body, but, yeah, it's probably pokes out. They're pokey nipples. Okay. Making little finger nipples with
I'm not having this conversation with you right now.
Yeah, just...
Do I already have to cue up the After Dark music? It's only been 90 minutes.
Man. She's got that whole Mediterranean nipple thing going. It's all right.
How are you?
All right. We're here with an all-new edition of the Metal Injection Livecast, and it's episode 37 or 38. I don't know.
You don't know?
I think it's 38. Well, don't you just know everything. And we have a great show. Momentarily, in the next 15 minutes or so, Ian Christie, famed book author... Serious DJ and Noah Crush will be calling
Shut
in.
Up.
It's just
so
blew
true.
Up her spot.
When her tone goes to that high pitch, you know that you've hit a nerve.
Shut up!
I wouldn't mind hitting your nerve.
I really hope that you guys don't embarrass me when he calls in.
I hope we do.
You know what I heard on the internet? Her nerve is long and thin. And
yes.
Sticks out a lot.
It pokes.
Such assholes.
She's like a French woman. It's one long strand of hair that sticks out of it.
Are French women known for having long, thin nipples or something?
They are now. You're welcome, French women.
Also on the show a little later on in the second hour, we will have Tim from As I Lay Dying and Austrian Death Machine calling in. It's going to be nice enough to hang out with us. And you guys can, of course, call us up. You can. You'll be able to talk to Tim. You'll be able to talk to Ian. You'll be able to talk to us. All you got to do is ring us up at 646-929-1357. That is our number. We expect some calls. And one thing I promised Groban, we would say before the show went on air in the chat room, is that one Matt Tonkin eats shit or something. Matt Tonkin, you apparently eat shit.
What?
I think only 12 people are laughing right now in the whole world.
That's 12 more than usual.
Because of that.
And you say something.
Didn't we have a special Groban drop that we wanted to do?
Didn't we, Noah?
That was all last week, so I don't want to chew it up.
I know button pushing is really difficult.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, somebody that feels my pain.
George Jetson.
He's got, he's got carpal tunnel from gripping the joint, so it's hard for him to push buttons without pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's why he doesn't like to do it. Right, Robert?
That's pretty much exactly why I don't like to do it. Or something. And,
by the way, Matt Tonkin.
Josh Groban.
Who is Josh Groban?
Who is Josh Groban? Kill yourself!
I was going to say, Matt Tonkin has his own podcast, and he says, fuck you, Rob. I just was listening.
What? Sarah, you pay attention to this
there
podcast,
there, I'm a subscriber
right?
to the Matt Tonkin podcast. Isn't there a Bay of Tonkin?
Yeah.
There's
no,
a resolution?
Gulf of Tonkin.
Is it?
That's a Vietnam, the incident that got the U.S. into the Vietnam War.
Okay, well,
you're welcome.
The dude from Big Lebowski was involved in that, I believe.
Is that right?
Doesn't he mention that in the movie?
I don't know. So everyone else has seen that movie like 40 times. I saw it twice.
Wow.
38 to go, Darren, and then you'll be cool.
It's all right. I enjoyed it. I don't know if it's not the great American cinema or anything.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's a good movie. I'm not knocking it.
But. It's like that's number one, and then Citizen Kane is number two. Number three, Mac and Me. That's the top three.
But I know you're joking, canon. But I hated Citizen Kane. I was forced to watch this.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
It was all right. But
no, it was awful.
Well, it's a different time and place. You can't.
I like Citizen Kane.
I'm sorry, but it's heralded as the greatest movie of
because
all time.
Because of all the different techniques that are pretty much invented.
Okay,
I can
sure.
appreciate that.
Yeah, I would appreciate that, but I don't think it's the greatest movie of all time.
If you saw it when it came out, you'd feel differently.
But I did.
Okay, but I guess.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but great
it's
movies
still
so
boring.
Great movies hold up over decades, you know, like, you know, Wizard of Oz is a great movie to watch now.
Mm.
But it is. For what it is, it's a kid's
okay,
movie.
Well, then I could say the same thing for Citizen Kane.
But I'm telling you my opinion that it sucks. It's boring. It's not. It's just like Birth of a Nation. That's a movie that created all these techniques. But it's the same thing. It created all these techniques and innovative stuff, but it's racist.
Yeah.
So
sort of like
it.
Noah, except for the technique creating. Just the racist part.
You're an asshole, not racist.
All right. Would you call me an asshole if I wasn't black?
What?
That's
you're
right.
You're trying to confuse me.
Checkmate.
Noah, let me ask you this. If you're not racist,
yeah.
Why are there no black people in this room right now?
That's right.
Because this is Rob and Sid, not to me.
It's the metal injection studio.
So it's metal injection that's racist,
yeah,
not
they had
me.
You're part of it.
They had to kick their black roommate out for us to do the show here.
Yeah, he knew you were coming.
Yeah, Bill Cosby was crashing on the futon. You have to be like, no, you gotta go.
Go back in now, damn it! No, stay out, Bill. Noah's still here.
Poor guy.
I am not a racist.
Someone in the chat room says, Alex Skolnick's legato technique is racist.
Everything about Alex Skolnick is racist.
I think Bud Kushner is calling me, so I'm going to have to leave the live cast for
a few
seconds.
Of
hurry up.
You know, technically, Alex Skolnick's not racist.
Make sure you have exact change.
He's willing to perform at KKK rallies.
Whoever will pay, yeah. He just wants like a warm meal and a place
you know,
to take a nap.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Who?
Is he like 63
Alex
now?
Skolnick.
Really?
He was 63.
It depends how wide that gray strip of hair is.
Did he atone on Monday?
I don't know. I didn't celebrate.
Did he atone on Monday?
Is he Jewish?
I would assume with a name like Skolnick. No?
Skolnick.
Noah, you're on in the Jew directory.
I don't know. I don't think he's Jewish.
Well, was he circumcised when you?
You're in the circumcised directory. You should know that one.
I didn't know there was a directory.
You're in it, buddy.
They didn't give me the card when I
pages 8 through 10.
Wow.
Mr. 3D.
So circumcised or not.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, don't blame you. Neither was I. I mean,
You were just holding the camera.
So what is the genesis of this Ian Christie connection that you have? Have you been in the room with him?
Yeah.
So how do you know him?
Well, a long time ago when Metal Injection was just born,
mm-hmm.
when we were a 3 a.m. Public access TV show on Saturday morning, 3 a.m. Saturday morning. After like the first few episodes, we got an email from Ian Christie saying that he has watched our program, and you know, like he wrote Sound of the Beast, which is like a kind of like a history of heavy metal, but not anything like an encyclopedia or anything. It's like a story of heavy metal. So he sent us an email, and that's kind of like how we, I guess, had some type of relations with him, you know, like through Metal Injection. And, you know, like through the years, we've just, I don't know, he works at Sirius. I've never seen him at Sirius, but I've met him in real person at the Metal Injection holiday party, I think last year or the year before.
Is he a good kisser?
Come on!
He's a married man. I don't go after
him. Oh, really? Man. Who's he married to? One of the chicks from Vixen?
No.
Vixen?
Remember them? No?
I do remember them, but...
No, he's not in Vixen?
Rob, in case you hear panting in the background...
He had to climb one flight of stairs.
I'm out of shape.
Well, you know, you run out of breath when you suck dick for weed.
Give me a second.
That was quick.
Only so much room in his throat.
What was the question?
You're in shape. Two circles.
What?
You're making
a fat joke?
Yeah.
It's not funny. That's not funny. People think I'm a stud.
Oh.
right. Anyone who thinks I'm a stud, give us a call. 646-929-1357.
I never have another caller.
Rob, your pecs are very impressive.
Why, thank you.
Rob has long nipples.
I have long nipples?
They look like fucking pancakes.
Long.
Oh,
they're like silver dollar pancakes.
Thrash and Destroy in the chat room says Rob got gang raped for weed.
It's not rape when you're willing.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
No!
I would never.
Quite the opposite when Rob needs weed.
Guys, come on. Dot, dot, dot.
I thought we're not reading the live chat.
Who? I'm not.
Thank you. Noah supported.
Who was reading
penis?
The live chat? I was
Noah
talking to Darren.
Noah supported penis says that Rob is the sexiest man alive. I agree with Noah supported.
Well, that's why it was aborted, because
yeah.
He had terrible taste in men.
Exactly.
By the way, Noah just said, I thought we're not reading the chat room right after typing in the chat room.
Yeah.
Because there was an issue with my mic, so I had to thank
yeah,
the
was
listener
on.
For pointing it out.
I had you know that there was an issue with the mic. Where'd you read that?
Okay, but I'm not reading the conversations that they're having.
Just okay.
See, hear that, everybody in the chat room? Noah is ignoring the conversations you're having. So stop
you,
worshiping her.
Sid, please go to the store and get more of those Starburst things that you have.
No product placement on this show. We're anti-commercial here.
Yeah,
because
you can't get it.
Yeah, if they'll send us some for free, then sure, we'll start saying what delicious candy treats we enjoy before the show. But until then, no free commercials for those people.
Can you go back to doing the live cast from the bathroom?
Later, if I have to take a shit, sure. I'll be thinking of you the whole time.
By the way, Noah's wearing a Slayer shirt that goes all the way up to her neck. There's not a one bit of cleavage, and still every time Sid looks at her, she covers up her chest.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like a cold breeze every time.
I'm trying to like
lock.
Distort his thoughts.
They're already pretty damn distorted, if you know what I'm saying.
So, yeah.
It's hilarious.
You've got a birthmark on your forearm that I would like to burn off with a cigarette if you'd let me. Can we do that? That's pretty metal. That could be some bonus footage, just taking a cigarette to Noah's arm.
It's like fucking Silence of the Lambs.
Could you twit pick that birthmark and take ideas from your Twitter followers on what to do with it?
No.
Oh, come on.
You don't want to do anything fun.
What we could do is like Megan Fox has a tattoo of Marilyn Monroe on her arm.
Yeah.
You could get the same tattoo and the birthmark would be Marilyn Monroe's birthmark. You just have it line up. And then nobody would know that it was an actual
what
birthmark.
What are you guys talking about?
She's look at her arm. See it right there?
It's
like a little chocolate
mark.
Chip.
Yeah. So what's the big deal?
Chocolate
it
chip.
Makes, it makes my arm up. More delicious.
Can we auction that off for charity?
I don't know how much you would get for that.
Hey, with the people in the chat room, I bet somebody would crank up at least, you know, $15 for your...
I don't think they have $15. That's probably...
If they started the collection, a dollar per chat.
They get a month for their allowances.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that our listeners are young.
Fair
That's
enough.
All.
Young enough to be willing to buy a birthmark.
Now, Noah, why is your birthmark shaped like a swastika? Is that in coincidence, or did you have it shaped that way?
Did you guys atone for the Yom Kippur holiday?
Yeah, I had a cheeseburger.
Oh, wow.
And atonement.
I had German food.
Yeah,
I had German food.
Oh, yeah, German food.
Some bratwurst with some nice German taters and sauerkraut and spicy mustard.
Was it prepared in an oven by any chance?
It was actually prepared in one of them street vendor carts. There's a German cart by my office.
How can we never go to the German cart?
It's on Fifth Avenue. Would you be willing to walk to Fifth Avenue? The guy's pretty slow.
One block.
All right. It's on 54th and Fifth. There's some free product placement for the zero people. Oh, wow. No swastika-shaped birthmark is in the chair room now. So it does exist, apparently.
And it talks. And it can type.
Hey. As I recall, one of my favorite old punk bands, the Angry Samoans, has a song called They Saved Hitler's Cock. So, and I believe there's a caller on the Zach Beats hotline. Get him up there.
Is this Matt Tonkin?
Who is
this?
It's Matt Tonkin.
Hey, how are you?
Matt Tonkin. Not bad, you?
Now, I don't want to alarm you, but we've heard some very negative things about you.
I'm aware. I'm actually listening to it right now.
How do you respond to that?
What's that?
How do you respond to that?
Well, I kind of want to call Sean, or I guess Groban, as you guys know him, a bit of a shit eater himself. He's my roommate, but he's a bit of a dick licker, too.
Well, is that why he's your roommate? Because of the dick licking?
What's that?
He lives rent-free because of the dick licking, right?
No.
Is he good at it?
Yeah.
He is good at it.
You just said yes. Any point?
Oh, that's not fair. I couldn't hear you. He's a,
he's a friend
good
of
shit eater. Oh, shit. Now they can all hear what's happening in here.
What adult contemporary vocalist do you look like?
I don't know. They haven't told me yet.
Are you like Jason Mraz? Do you look like Jason Mraz? Just answer the damn question.
Hell no.
Yeah. So
I'm not gonna say
it. I figure everybody in Canada looks like some kind of pop singer. So who do you look like?
I don't know. You can maybe ask Groban. He might tell you. One second. Hey Sean, come here.
Hey! Hurry up! We have an interview to do.
All right. Are you talking about me? What the fuck's going on?
Groban, who are these people you're sending to call us and ruin our show?
Oh, I don't know. Is he sucking?
A little bit.
Majorly. He tells us so that you're the one that does the sucking.
What did you say? I'm going to punch him right now on the air. There we go. His cell phone sucks. Yeah, I know.
Right.
He's cutting out. It's hard to hear you. I'm going to hang up.
Stay Canadian. Stay Canadian, guys.
Thanks for nothing.
That was like retarded Rock'em Sock'em Robots. So that was great.
All right, let's see.
Hockey night in Canada.
Yo, you suck dick, eh?
You hoser.
Run you over with my Zamboni.
Your third roommate is a moose.
All right, so I think this stupid Block Talk Radio thing would work. We can get Ian Christie on the line.
Hello, Ian Christie, is that you?
Oh, hey, what's going on, eh?
Person on the phone.
I'm here.
Thrilled. He's thrilled to be with us.
Oh, I heard all about it.
Well, right now we have on the... What?
You know what it's like in the green room around here with a bunch of half-naked Canadians fondling each other?
Must be difficult. I'm sorry.
Me all serious with my notes?
Not a very serious show.
Some people get on our show with notes. Some people get on because they lick dick. That's just the way it is.
I mean, we have two different audiences.
Yeah, that's like the Jack Benny show.
Well.
Well,
so what's going on down there?
We didn't give you a proper intro, though. I feel bad. Right now on the line, we have Ian Christie, who is the owner of Bazillion Points Publishing, writer of Sound of the Beast.
Glad to be here.
Wow, well, thanks for calling on the show, Ian.
I've been dying for this invite since I saw you guys on cable access 10 years ago.
See, I wasn't lying.
I know. I remember
you
told me.
I'm the oldest living, last remaining fossil of Metal Injection 1.0.
Yeah, you're a Metal Injection junkie OG.
Beta tester.
True. Yeah, awesome. And how's the weather all the way there in Brooklyn, New York?
It's raining helicopters. I don't know what's going on, but I was thinking maybe there was something going on at the United Nations. It's just across the river from me. I'm at the Bazillion Points building, and there's a lot of zooming going on overhead, like the beginning of a Megadeth song or something.
Now you were so busy you blew us off.
Yeah,
right. You're gonna come into the studio, but you have to do. What are you working on right now?
Well, today a Bazillion Points book went to the printer.
Which one?
A lot of work by me and by the author Annick Giroux, who is a Canadian. She did the Morbid Tales fanzine for a lot of years, and she just did a cookbook. The first all-color Bazillion Points book, and it went to the printer today. Now, you know, why would I do – who cares about a cookbook? But this is a heavy metal cookbook with recipes by Autopsy and Accept and Repulsion and Obituary and, well, over 100 people from like 30 countries. It's a pretty insane undertaking. And, you know, normally a book just has to make sure that, like, the sentences end with periods, but with this, kind of had to make sure nobody would blow themselves up with the recipes. So I had to make sure, like, there was some weird shit in there.
What were some of the recipes? What are some of the title? What are some of the things people are teaching?
I mean, there's a lot of just there's a lot. Some of it is totally innocuous, sweet stuff. Like, Bobby Liebling from Pentagram's mother gave a recipe for some just like some comfort food, and then Balzac, The Jaws of Death from Guar gave some kind of heart and sweetbreads, you know, like intestines and heart. But I mean, there's really like Filipino soup, Bangladesh curry, a really nice like steak and Jack Daniels by Matt Olivo from Repulsion. It's really all over the place. Doro Pesch's German chocolate cake.
Oh my God.
Richard Christie's signature cocktail, the Viking testicle.
That's pretty good.
I don't touch anything with Richard Christie and cock in the title.
That's awesome. When can people expect that cookbook to be in
like
stores?
In early November.
Oh, cool.
Good, just in time for Christmas.
Is there going to be a book party where all this food will be offered up for free for people who let you on their podcast?
Well, you mean is there going to be a bazillion point, a hell bent for cooking? Smorgasbord?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Built that up so good.
Maybe next year. Well, there is going to be a big party in Montreal in December. If you have your Canadian passports in order.
We do. I do. I really,
yeah, it's been a long haul. It's been just fucking busy.
Well, I have a passport. I mean,
now immediately got to go back into like the final rounds of production for the Hellhammer book, which is like 300 pages of photos from 82, 83, just chronicling, you know, how death metal started. With a lot of really humbling writing by Tom Warrior, Tom Gabriel Fisher, and his co-author Martin Ain.
So it's mostly just photos, like a photo history of the band?
It's like 100 photos. The thing is going to weigh, I think, like 5 pounds. 200, 300 photos, and then a really good oral history of what happened back then. Like how hard it was. You know, here are these guys that, like, just in the outskirts of Switzerland, of Zurich, Switzerland, trying to do something that wasn't like Crocus. And they'd like audition guitarists, and the guys would like phone them up and then arrange to meet them somewhere, and then kick their ass. You know, like, there's some guys, they'd, like, need a replacement guitarist, call somebody up. The guy would call them back the next day, say, like, pretty interesting. Hey, will you come over to my town? And then they'd arrange this meeting. When the Hellhammer guys get there, they just get a beating.
Oh, that's not very nice.
It wasn't easy. Nope. It wasn't easy. This is the pre-Hot Topic days of death metal.
That's cool. So, seeing as you run, like, a book publishing company, is it similar to running like a record label, pretty much?
I think, you know, in a really basic way, yeah, I guess. But I think the way that it works, the way that it affects people is a lot different. The way that people deal with books, the way that people buy books, all of it's just a lot different. You know, it's not something that, like, It takes so long to make a book that I hear people complaining about, you know, like, oh, this record, we slaved over it for 12 weeks. You know, that's like nothing. Most of these books, it takes like, you know, bands come and go their entire careers and release like their two CDs and one EP and then they're gone. And in that time, a book has been, like, conceived and written and produced.
Wow.
But I think it's just got – they have, like, really long If a book is good, it's got a really long shelf life. That's sort of how I feel about it. I mean, people still read my book, Sound of the Beast, and that came out in 2003 originally.
Yeah, but it's still a good read because I read it like 2 years ago, and it was still really good. Shut up! Yes, I do!
She only reads in Hebrew.
I cannot read in Hebrew.
Why not?
But anyway, I was going to ask you a question, Ian, about the Beast. I was just curious to find out, like, how you accumulated, like, all the information for it. And because, like, throughout the book, there's, like, quotes from people, there's excerpts from magazines from, like, years ago. So I was just wondering, like, did you collect everything knowing that you were going to write a book, or is it just...
I guess I kind of had a lot of stuff anyway, but I tracked down a lot of people, and I think I probably wrote that book, like, at the very last minute, that the internet didn't make everything incredibly easy. I still had it on my side, and I could, you know, very slowly download things on a dial-up modem, because it was, you know, we're talking like 99, 2000. Now it's a lot easier. Everybody's come back from the dead. But, yeah, you know, I just would say, hey, I want to get in touch with so-and-so from Hyrax. Where is that guy now? And somebody said, you know, I heard he's working at a record store in Long Beach. I kind of had to track down some people, but that's it. You know, combination of phone calls, my piles of magazines, other people's piles of magazines, a couple of trips to the New York Public Library.
Cool. And so
yeah, I mean, it's all out there. There's a lot of documentation. I think, you know, the thing that I've said like a thousand times, it's for metal, because there's not a lot of, it doesn't like exist as much. It exists a lot on the written page. It always has, because it doesn't exist that much in radio and that much on TV, right?
Right.
You know, nowadays there's you guys and all the old shit surfacing on YouTube, but that's new. That's really new. And all the magazines have died. So maybe now.
Everything's on the web. There are web zines and web video podcast outlets.
It's starting to get, like, maybe the internet's getting a little bit more advanced, but people still pretty much read. You know, I still feel like probably the strongest way that people get information is, like, in the comment sections of blogs.
Yeah.
The comment section of Blabbermouth or Metal Sucks or whatever.
Not even that. Like, even, like, YouTube videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Old school bands and stuff, people.
This rules! What album is this from? Check the info. It's from fucking Corpse of the Grave Robbers, noob ass dick. Yeah.
Pwned.
You are pwned.
So people in the chat room are asking, like, what are some other metal books that you would recommend people to read?
Hi.
He's checking his fact sheet.
Getting a little echo.
We need to hang up on him. Might need to call back. He's probably getting his book.
Who gets statuses anymore? This guy. It's probably another.
Well, we have another caller on the line. 603 has been waiting patiently. Let's get him on the line for a minute. 603, you're on the Zach Beats Hotline.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
What's going on?
Not much, man. What are you guys up to?
Not too much. Can you do me two favors? One, turn down your computer speakers. And two, what the fuck is your name?
Oh, I'll just talk quieter. My name's Connor. I've called in before.
Yeah, okay. There we go. That would be better. But no, you have to turn down your computer speakers.
It's not about you talking quieter. It's about us hearing ourselves. See, I just heard myself.
Well, it's a phone. It's a phone. So I'm not even listening to you guys. I can't listen to you guys. I think I already touched on that. My
that's
computer.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's probably just you guys, but what are you guys up to?
Fine.
Well, we're talking to Ian Christie. He's actually on the other line. And dude, I'm sorry, but this echo is, like, killing me. We're going to have to hang up on you.
Oh, fuck you, Rob.
Well, do you have a question? Do you have a question for Ian Christie? At least, just hung up. No. Yeah, got us.
See what happens?
How rude!
Way to alienate our listeners.
Sorry, Connor.
Fuck you. Get lost. Thanks for coming.
So now we hear ourselves through Ian's phone.
Blog Talk Radio is amazing.
This is.
Oh, you hear me from me?
Well, we're hearing ourselves as well. And an echo.
Yeah, levitating.
Let's just connect and call back.
She is. Wow.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick music break. We'll play one or two songs that Ian Christie picked, and then we'll hopefully come back with Ian Christie and without echo. All right? So here are a few songs that Ian Christie picked out to grace your ears.
Ay, 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 ay.
Hey queers, are you ready to shit blood out of your ears? Because it's the Metal Injection Live cast, right now.
Alright, we're back on the live cast. We're going to try to get Ian Christie back on the line, see if the echo persists.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Alright.
Much better.
Alright.
Yeah.
Sweet, so...
Okay.
So did you just get a fax, an important fax that got us disconnected or something? What's going on there?
That's possible.
So your faxes are more important than a live cast? Is
no,
that what
I
I'm
know.
Doing here?
No,
there was
a
green.
I'm getting an echo
I'm
now.
Getting now.
Well, that's fine, because we're not.
Well,
Yeah, so before we lost the connection, the question was asked that if you could recommend any books about metal.
Yeah, Choosing Death by Albert Modrén, Swedish Death Metal by Daniel Ekeroth. There's a more obscure book called Encyclopedia of the New Wave of British Heavy Metal. It's like 1,200 pages or something like that. And that's just an amazing document of the early 80s in Britain. You know, like 3 pages on Praying Mantis and 20 pages on Iron Maiden or whatever, but like just thousands and thousands of bands.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, it's cool. I guess like if you get into metal and you get into different eras of it and you're into like 2 or 3 bands from any given era, you guys just got to realize there are like thousands of other bands that nobody's ever heard of that were just as big or maybe just as good at the time, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
what is your favorite era of metal?
It changes all the time, but right now I've been listening to early 90s death metal. Like, actually kind of like progressive thrash from the early 90s, like Coroner and Anacrusis and Pestilence. And then the death metal stuff going on at that time, like Obituary and Death, which I wasn't into at the time, I got to say.
What did you listen to?
By then, I'd already been into those bands as demo bands for a long time, and I was just kind of sick of it. I kind of, like, sat out those couple of years. But, and then got back into, like, black metal and stuff, which was starting to happen then. You know, Emperor, Into the Night Side Eclipse, Immortal, Blizzard Beasts, I mean, Battles in the North. But all of that stuff, you know, but for me, it changes all the time. Because I do my radio show on Sirius, and that means, like, every week I have to kind of, like, get heavily into one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm working on all these books, right? So I've got, like, Hanoi Rocks on the brain and Swedish Death Metal on the brain and then Hellhammer on the brain. It's not bad.
What is that book that you're working on about, like, Swedish movies? Or that you're publishing?
Yeah, that's by the Swedish death metal author Daniel Ekeroth. He's also like a major, major film collector. Like when At the Gates came back last summer, Daniel was here, and he's really good friends with all those guys, of course, but especially Anders Bjorler, and they're like talking in Swedish for, you know, 20 minutes about God knows what, you know. Ola, orda, Denver, oh yeah, ho ho ho. And then he's like, oh yeah, we were just talking about rare videos. there are millions of really crazy low budget movies that came out of Sweden. Some of them are some of the first like nudity movies. I think Sweden's credited with the first breast ever. And this is just a small book. The first breast. First breast on the mainstream film, anyway. First, frontal nudity. And they just kept cranking them out, like this permissive culture, and they made a lot of super sleazy movies and also a lot of, like, comedies, and there are Swedish westerns, and there's a, like, super infamous movie called They Call Her One Eye. It's also called Thriller, starring Christina Lindberg, and that is kind of the pattern, like the Kill Bill movies are kind of based on that. The whole thing with her wearing, with Uma Thurman wearing an eye patch or whatever.
Yeah, I think I actually read an interview where Quentin Tarantino specifically mentioned that movie as a big influence on that.
There's a big interview with Christina in the book, and tons of archival movie posters and photos and stuff. There's a lot of sleazy sex films, but then also a lot of gratuitous violence, and then just a lot of weird little things about Sweden that I think, as a non-Swede, I think they're interesting. Like this whole phenomenon about kickers in the 80s, like when Karate Kid came out, all the kind of asshole jocks in Sweden got into being like the asshole jocks in Karate Kid. Like, who the fuck sees Karate Kid and thinks, I want to be like the bad guys? But this, like, it was,
well, they did get to wear those cool skeleton costumes in that one scene.
Yeah. That was the Cobra Kai,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had a cool name too, the Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like,
so those guys were like, the death metal guys were trying to get their shit off the ground, like all these bands like Nihilist and Unleashed and Grave, and every time they'd have a show, these fucking kickers would show up and start like kicking everything. And you know, you'll hear Swedish bands talk about it all the time, but it probably just goes right over your head, because who the hell knows what a kicker is? But all these guys are seriously still complaining about it. Like Michael from Opeth, it's like, oh, kickers, stay away from me. Don't like them.
It's like the moshcore kids at metal shows here that just jump in the crowd and just punch people randomly.
I would have a little more respect for them if they dressed up like the Cobra Kai, though.
That would be cool.
There's a film called Stockholm Nights, and it's about a bunch of kickers who learn that rapping and breakdancing is the way to go. Quit kicking all the time. You'll never get anywhere with all this kicking. But this movie was bankrolled by the government, and they showed it in every junior high, and it created like a plague of kickers.
Oh, no.
So that's one of the things that's in the Swedish Sensations film book. A lot of talk about all the misguided, like Sweden, the government's always interfering with everything. Like, they tried to ban VCRs to try, you know, keep out the evil influence.
Well, they could do that.
Chainsaw Massacre. It just made every kid heavily into horror movies. And pure cum. Social engineering at its best.
That's awesome. So wait, what was the name of the book again?
It's called Swedish Sensations Films. Because it's a sensations film, it's kind of like, you know, Italy has giallo, really like low-budget, super bloody crime and horror movies. And Sweden just has these sensation movies. They're exploitation movies about kickers or Vikings. There are a bunch of different movies with Vikings, drunken Vikings doing Swedish things, and a lot of movies with naked girls.
No, well,
sounds
for
good.
Me.
I think we're going to have to, sorry? If you're going to be known for something, it's not the worst.
I think we actually have a caller on the line, 217. Perhaps someone that wants to ask Ian Christie a question.
Angry Swede.
217, you're on this hotline. Hello.
I had a question for Ian.
Hi.
Is it true that you wrote Sound of the Beast?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Well, there you have it. He hung up. That was a question. You did really well on that, though.
That
you totally were nervous.
He had me for a minute.
he totally had you in a corner, but you spoke your way out of that.
I maneuvered my way out of that with some fast talking.
Okay, we actually have a second caller on the line. Let's see. Do you have a question for Ian, caller?
Yeah, I have a question for Ian.
Yeah.
If it's true, your name is Ian.
This is a killer.
all right, thanks.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
That was me, Ian. I was just kidding.
Thank you so much. This is some softball.
Out of all the questions that you could have asked.
My puny little brain can handle that.
If you have a question for Ian Christie, 646-929-1357.
You want to take any of the questions from the chatty?
Let's see what we got here.
There's one guy asking a question 83 times over and over.
Yeah, let's ignore that one.
Okay.
Just out of spite?
Just out of spite. Because it's 83 times over. No question.
We frown upon people who really want to know things. We only like people that sort of want to know things.
I don't know if you could answer this or whatever. Don't. I don't care.
Maybe the question.
Maybe I wrote that. Yeah.
We have 217 on the line.
Oh.
217.
I had another question.
Okay. Yes.
Is it true you have a show on Liquid Metal?
That's true.
Okay, thank you.
Wait a minute.
That 217 is a really try to get some deep answers.
Ian, that wasn't me. By the way.
Where is 217?
217 is Springfield, Illinois.
Oh.
Really?
I looked it up.
Really, there's nothing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Springfield, Illinois. What's going on there? Does he know Zach Beats, that guy? I wonder. Was that
Zach Beats? I think he called in last week, and we asked him that, and he said no.
Well, Abe maybe Lincoln. In the last week he's met him.
The ghost of Abe Lincoln.
Well, I think we're gonna move on. I think we're over you. We're done with you.
Wait. Why don't you talk about some of the music choices that you chose for our show today?
Yeah.
Tell us why you chose them.
I was gonna say we're gonna go. I was gonna segue to that.
Well, I
after
wait.
You said you were done with
yeah.
it.
Well, you know,
I was gonna go. We're done with you, Ian Christie. But now we're gonna play some music.
We're done. But we're dragging you back just when they thought you were done.
Well, it's like a concert. It's like an encore. We wanted the Ian Christie, not the Richard Christie encore. I'm out of my mind. But anyway, you picked.
During the great feedback and echo explosion of 2009, what got played?
We played Abnormally Deceased by Entombed.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, Entombed, the greatest Swedish death metal band. The only Swedish death metal band ever to be signed to Sony Records in an ill-fated attempt to kind of, like, cash in on the success of the metal underground. You know, it worked for Metallica, so Sony signed up a deal. Sony Columbia signed that deal with Earache in the early 90s and tried to make Carcass, Napalm Death, and Sweden's Entombed into the next Metallica, and it did not work.
Mm.
By the way.
Lucky for those bands. We're not playing Metallica.
Only that, and then you have Hanoi Rocks.
Yeah, Hanoi Rocks, that band, you know, Bazillion Points just put out the autobiography of Andy McCoy, who is a real character. I mean, this guy is kind of like, well, they say he's like, everyone says he's the finished Keith Richards, but Keith Richards, he had that accident a couple years ago where he fell out of a coconut tree. Like, the perfect way to compare Andy McCoy is that he fell out of a fourth-story balcony.
What?
Completely, like, messed himself up, but, you know, he bounced back from that completely. Hanoi Rocks were just, like, the prettiest and best hard rock band of the early 80s. And they would have become Guns N' Roses and would have taken over, except their drummer was killed in that famous car crash with Vince Neil from Motley Crue. And it devastated that band. And, of course, every L.A. band then stopped trying to be Van Halen and started trying to be Hanoi Rocks. And that's not what the book's about, but that's just to try and, like, lay it out what it's weird. Hanoi Rocks is like people that know about them just completely worship them, hold them up there with the Ramones and the New York Dolls. And then they haven't – and then they're just kind of like there's a lot of, like, secretive mist. Their stuff isn't, like, easily available. Axl Rose did reissue it all in the 90s, but it's not, like, so easy to come by. But
I believe one of the dudes from the band worked at a record store. Yeah, Venus Records on St. Mark's. It's closed now, but
yep.
I believe the guy's name was Sammy Yaffa, right?
Yeah, Sammy Yaffa, of course.
He worked at Venus Records.
Like, he plays in the New York Dolls now.
He does?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Since they came back, he's been on, like, the last two Dolls records.
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, what are you going to do? The New York Dolls and you need a replacement.
Yeah, I guess.
That's the place to go.
Then we also got Nanowar. Which
Nanowar, that's for Noah. That's an Italian band that sings a lot of songs about blood and steel.
Perfect.
I like their logic too. They have a firm grasp on what it takes to slay a dragon.
And finally, Dragon Lord.
Dragon Lord. I don't know where the hell you got that.
That was Noah.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry.
And finally, Dragon Lord.
We also had a convert song. Y'all had a convert song, but we played that song a few weeks ago.
We stumped Ian Christie with an obscure Noah band.
Well, you're going to have to listen for that, then, Ian. But, Ian, thank you so much for calling in and taking a few minutes out of your very busy schedule of book publishing and knowing everything about metal and such.
I gotta go. In fact, now I have to stay up late and write an essay about AC/DC, all of AC/DC's live albums, for a coffee table book that's coming out pretty soon. As soon as I've, I guess it's coming out once I finish the writing a few pages.
So we're holding up the writing of this book. I like
yes!
that.
Yes, but that's all right.
All right, cool. Well, thanks again, and make sure to check out Ian's books publisher. I can't correct the publishing website. It's bazillionpoints.com.
Say book publishing, let alone read a book.
Just
so
you know,
as soon as you come up with some harder questions, let me know, and I'll be glad to call back or come in.
All right, we're going to have to get some more intelligence.
The next Death or No Death he's playing.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Kill us all.
All right, thanks again, Ian. And
sure.
Once again, his website, bazillionpoints.com. And here is some music that Ian picked out. We're going to start with Hanoi Rocks, then go into Nanowar. Then we're going to play Noah's band,
Rock.
Dragon Lord.
Fake. Oh, no, it's real shit. I lost. Damn.
On the Metal Injection. Ah! Thank you.
kill the dragon, you need the sword to make the sword. You need the iron to make the iron. You need the cave to make the cave. You need the mountain to make the mountain. You need the kingdom to make the kingdom. You need the king. And king is the song of Manowar. Thank you.
Hello all you pimps and pimpettes. It's time to put the sizzle in your nizzle with the Metal Injection live cast. Word up. What the fuck did I just say?
All right, we're back on the Metal Injection live cast. We had Tim from As I Lay Dying on the phone, but seems like he just got disconnected. Perhaps he was over the show. He wasn't into it.
He didn't like that last one we were playing, you think?
Yeah, he was just not into the Despised Icon. He wanted some more Dragon Lord. And,
well, I can't believe him.
He heard that a kid might call up and be like, is it true your name is Tim? Thank you. So he was like, I can't deal with those kind of questions. It's too hard-hitting.
He's bigger than that.
Too hard-hitting.
Yeah, we ain't Larry King around here.
Hello. That's my Larry King impression.
Canada, you're on the air.
And then I fall over and die. That's what he would do. If he were human. But he's not. I'm going to keep talking in a whisper because nobody else is saying anything.
Oh, I think I'm getting a call from him on my personal cell phone.
Can you put that on my microphone? How lucky for you.
You know, Rob, while we were in the break, gets another call from his drug dealer.
He had to come back for seconds.
Unbelievable. So he comes back up, and he goes, where'd you go? Didn't you go down and get weed before? And he goes, he didn't bring enough.
Like, that's all you got, motherfucker.
He brings another fucking, like, vat of weed in here.
He also took away our sour cream chips.
Yeah, that was
sour cream and
up.
Onion chips.
You can't do that on the air. But anyway, I think we have him back on the line.
Do you think?
Perhaps. Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
Tim, is that you?
Hello.
Ah! I think we got it.
This is Bill O'Reilly. I just want to tell you guys that what you're doing is destroying this country. All these drugs and sodomy.
Oh, what, sodomy? Where did the sodomy come from?
Rob.
Oh, well, yeah, true.
I just read what I get on Facebook. What?
All right, Bill. We're gonna have to cut you off because we have Tim from As I Lay Dying on the phone. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yes.
Yeah, good. It works.
Finally, we have Tim on the line from As I Lay Dying and Austrian Death Machine. Austrian Death Machine, of course, just put out the double CD, Double Brutal. Came out yesterday.
Yeah.
And you're celebrating by calling up the live cast.
Absolutely.
Cool. Are you excited? Is there always like a sigh of relief when the album finally comes out?
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, most bands record a CD and then it sits there for 3 months while it goes to manufacturing and they get everything together. And so it's like, you know, that whole waiting period is kind of a weird experience. You know, I wish that it was, you know, I wish that like we immediately released the CD and next thing you know, we're on tour playing songs. Everybody already knows them. You know, that would be great.
Right. But, yeah, like, you were on tour with As I Lay Dying in the spring, like, as late as, like, April or May, and then you just, as soon as you got off tour, right, you just, like, quickly went in and recorded this and everything? Did you have everything written already before you went?
I wrote most of it while I was on tour in the spring, and then recorded a bunch of the ideas just on my laptop on tour, and then got home, and I own my own studio, so as soon as I got home, whoever was in there, you know, recording, I kicked them out and did my own stuff, and then the record was done.
Nice, nice. Now, you know, like, a lot of people were surprised that there was even a second Austrian Death Machine album, let alone a double album.
Yeah.
Now, I know that one of the albums is just, like, a cover album, right?
Yeah, it's all cover songs related to Arnold movies.
Oh, really? There's a theme to them?
Yeah, well, double, I mean, covers? Like, take, for instance, like, Misfits, I Turned Into a Martian, you know, it's, like, perfectly fits Total Recall when Arnold actually is a Martian, and, you know, or Metallica's Trapped Under Ice is, like, when Arnold's Mr. Freeze and Batman and Robin, so they all sort of have a theme that ties in to Arnold's great moments.
Oh, I see. Now, you have some great song titles here for this new record. My favorite Arnold quote is one of your song titles, which is, "Come on, Cohagen, give these people air."
That's from my favorite movie. I love Total Recall. I, you know, but part of the reason I you know, I wanted to do the originals, which obviously are related to Arnold quotes, but I wanted to make it a double disc to show people that, you know, this isn't just kind of this passing idea that I had through my head. It's actually a real band, and you know, while it may have sort of been a whim when it got started, I think it's got, you know, real potential to continue putting out albums, not only one album per year, but a double disc even.
I feel that Total Recall has the best Arnold quotes of any movie.
Yeah, that's pretty. Kindergarten Cop. I'm sorry.
I guess that's
close it. Second though.
But Total Recall is my favorite Arnold movie, I would say.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, that's just the most awesome movie.
So it's made for Arnold. It's like just over the top. It's just about, you know, killing and running around blowing things up.
Well, my absolute favorite Arnold moment is when he, the very end of Total Recall, he gets spit out onto Mars without the extra atmosphere, and he's about to explode, and his eyes are popping out of his head.
Yes. You know, I just watched that movie recently, like a few months ago. And I'm really surprised that, like, other than that and, like, you know, the three-breasted woman, it really holds up, like, effects-wise. Like, it was really, like, ahead of its time as a movie.
What do you mean by effects with the three? I thought that was an actual three-breasted woman.
But it was, but it wasn't a real midget.
Well, all right, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's pretty awesome. Well, one thing that doesn't make sense in that movie, though, is that his eye, he bugs out. His eye, the other guy, the evil guy, goes out first, and he dies. His eyes bug out. He dies, but the two of them go out, and their eyes bug out, and their face distorts, and then everything goes back to normal, and their eyes just pop back in. Like, why aren't they?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Why aren't they mutated?
Maybe because they're from Mars, and the other guy was from Earth.
They're not, though.
Oh no.
Whatever. All right. I didn't mean to get too in depth there.
Whoa, man.
That's more. You just put more thought into it than the people who did it.
Listen. So,
Tim, I've got a question for you. Now, I know the name of the band is Austrian Death Machine, right?
Yeah.
Were you aware that there was another band before that with that name? I believe Darren has audio from one of their tracks right now.
Here it is.
Really? That same name?
This is Austrian Death Machine.
The original Austrian Death Machine with Adolf Hitler.
Well,
that's
their 1932 album. Here it is.
Yeah, I think if you remove the imagery and in the album cover, you know, the name could definitely be taken in the wrong context. You know, so
that's what I'm saying.
I try to go pretty big and obvious with the Arnold imagery. You know, I mean, he's right there on the cover, so I don't think anybody can pull
well,
the.
Some kids just download illegally.
I'm
and
just saying,
those kids.
Yeah, when you guys do a tour, make sure none of the people in your band have shaved heads.
Yeah.
Don't give
off
that.
Or at least like
make
that,
sure
like,
screwdriver doesn't cool. open.
Yeah, no thin mustaches or anything like that. So.
You know, when I get out of the shower and shave, I always shave into a Hitler mustache before.
Just
I finish.
For comedy.
Yeah, just to see what it looks like.
Have you
like.
Ever taken a picture?
I should. Right, I'll do that next week.
Very good.
No, you won't.
Noah, will you do the same thing?
Okay, we actually have another caller on the line.
Perhaps with a question.
Perhaps with a question for Tim.
Is your name Tim?
217, you're on the line. Hello, are you there?
Hello. Tim, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Is it true you play music?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, thank you.
All right, great.
Man, this 217 caller.
I don't know who that kid is, but I love him.
Oh, I fucked it up.
The hard-hitting question.
I'm sorry, caller. I fucked up your joke.
But but if you want to ask him a serious question, you can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357, and we'll be on the phone with him. Now, Tim, I heard that your other band, As I Lay Dying, you guys are writing right now? Or
yeah, we're going to the studio in a few weeks to record. I mean, at this point, you know, we don't have the entire album written, so we're just going to record everything we've got and finish it up later. But yeah, we're over halfway done with our next album.
Oh wow! So you have a quick turnaround rate in terms of. I guess you have your own studio, right? It helps out.
Yeah, well, it's a quick turnaround rate if you put both bands together. But if you just isolate it down to As I Lay Dying, it's I guess it's been a little over 2 years since we last released a record, so I know there's a lot of people, you know, wondering when we're going to do something new.
Right. But so have you been writing these 2 years, or like when did you guys start writing?
No, it's weird because with As We Die, we write more collectively, and we kind of do the traditional band thing where all five of us have to be there and jam it out, and so we can't write on tour, and we really didn't get a chance to start writing until a couple months ago when we got home, and we've been home ever since.
Cool, and...
Sorry, Rob's checking his cell phone while we're doing the show.
The thing is, I'm multitasking here.
You have enough weed already. Do an interview, will you?
Come on, come on. Let's not bring that into this. But there are a lot of great releases coming out right now. Have you been listening to any of the new metal that's been coming out recently?
It depends if you mean new metal or new metal.
No. The metal, which happens to be new and just released.
Yeah. No, I have a few CDs I need to catch up on. I'm still at that point where I've been sort of locked in songwriting mode for so long that I haven't listened to anything new.
Oh. So have you been listening to any music at all, or it's just like whatever you're working on?
Yeah, I've listened to whatever I'm working on, and then usually when I'm hanging out. In more of a casual situation, it's hard to find people that want to just like sit around and talk and listen to like brutal death metal, you know. So most of the tunes I've been listening to haven't been really by my choice.
What have you been forced to listen to?
Let me think here. What are some of those? There's a lot of those the bands that all kind of sound the same to me. There's I'm trying to think. There's like The Fray or the something, or you know, a lot of those like radio rock bands I've been subjected to a lot lately, just because those more social environments where people don't want to listen to blast beats and growling vocals all the time, you know.
Losers.
Yeah. Where's their imagination?
Right.
I have a question. Going back to Austrian Death Machine. You got some like guest guitarists like Jason Sukoff and Rusty Cooley. How did you get those guys to work with you on that?
Well, most of the guys that did solos in the new CD were friends of mine that I just met through touring or through, you know, being a musician, full-time musician for the last 10 years or so. But Rusty Cooley is an interesting story because he actually was the guitar teacher for one of my other friends, Chris Story, who does a solo as well. But Chris is an amazing guitar player, and when he told me he was taking lessons from Rusty, I was like, okay, well, if you're this amazing, and this guy Rusty's got to be, you know, he's got to be like out of this world. And, I mean, in my opinion, he hangs with all those guys like Joe Satriani and Steve Vai and all that, you know. But a lot of these guys, you know, these solo players, they don't have, they don't have full bands that they play with all the time, and so they're just really talented guys, I think, that need more exposure.
Yeah, that's cool. Cool. I think we have another caller on the line for you.
All right, we have another caller on the line with a question for Tim.
Okay, I'm ready for a deep question.
All right. Caller, the first caller, you're on the line with Tim. What's your question?
Hello?
Yes.
Tim, is it true you were born November 21st, 1980?
That is true.
Okay, thank you.
Amazing journey.
Wow, this guy is the Wikipedia band of strikes again.
See, you didn't know what Dan Rather was doing after he got fired, but now you know.
We have a second caller,
hopefully a serious question. 512, you're on the air with Tim from As of the Dying and Austrian Death Machine. What is your question?
Okay, this is a serious question. That other stuff is getting really dull, if you ask me. But, Tim, I'm a big fan of yours, and I just wanted to ask, when are you going to put out the new As They Dying, or is there, you guys writing that right now, or you guys got to write some new stuff next year?
Yeah, I mean, we're about halfway done writing, and I think if I had to make my best guess, the new album will be out in March, but that means we'll probably finish recording it before the end of the year.
Oh, cool. So, also, I didn't know that you, I thought you just did vocals, but you also write some stuff too, guitar and drums, is that right?
Yeah. I'm definitely very involved with songwriting, and I've learned my studio tricks over the years, so I can pretty much tackle any instrument when it comes down to, recording.
Yeah, you also produce for other other bands too, right?
Yes.
Which are they? Were they Born of Osiris? Did you do that one too?
No, I didn't do that record. We actually we've played with those guys a few times, but I mean, most of my producing resume just kind of comes down to when I have some time between tours, and I'm not a typical producer that's my full time job. So I've probably only done a handful of bands. I've done a couple Sworn Enemy records, and there's a band called War of Ages. And in my studio, we've done maybe 10 or 20 bands, but like I said, I try to do it whenever I'm not on tour.
Oh, cool. So you don't just write for Austrian Death Machine. You also do it for As Lay Dying as well, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That's why. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, 512. Yeah, he had his own little side interview there. It's like
we weren't
even in the room.
Sid wanted to go take a shit during that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can call in and ask him a question. 646-929-1357. Now, Tim, you played the New England Metal Fest, and one thing that, we always bring up about this year's fest was it was on the same day as a Grateful Dead concert, or The Dead.
Yeah.
And were you there that day?
Yeah, I was there. And actually, Municipal Waste, they were on tour with us at the time, and they, as sort of a tribute, they all wore, their Hawaiian-looking shirts during their set. And they kind of played stupid, like they didn't know where they were. They thought they were at the Grateful Dead concert, and they were wondering why everybody was acting so violent.
Yeah, they were pretty. Did you have any experience with the hippies? Any one-on-ones?
No. I mean, I didn't really have. I mean, besides the unique smells that were coming my way, I didn't really get any personal attention from them.
All right. Well, there we go. We have one last caller on the line with one final question.
Probably a very predictable question.
Let's get him on the line one last time. 217. What is your question?
Well, I was curious. Is it true you were born in Scottsdale, Arizona, and moved to San Diego when you were 7?
That is true. You are a very good Wikipedia researcher.
Let's just read his whole Wikipedia page for an hour.
All right. No, I think that's enough of 217. And Tim, thank you for taking a few minutes.
Yeah, thank you, guys, too.
To give us a call. Make sure to pick up the new Austrian Death Machine CD, Double Brutal, and New As Lay Dying. When can people expect that? When's the tentative release date? March, right.
March,
sorry,
yep.
I'm doing 50. I can't listen to my own show. All right, we want to play one of these, if you don't mind, we want to play one of the covers on Double Brutal.
Sure. Sounds good.
Which one would you like for us to play?
Ooh, that's a tough call. Metallica's Trapped Under Ice is pretty lyrically perfect for Mr. Freeze and Batman and Robin, so I'd go with that one.
All right, we're going to play that right now on the live cast. And once again, Tim, thanks for calling. Make sure to pick
up
his CD, and we'll be back after this short music break.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to the Chuck Blandington podcast. That's right. I've got the metal injection guys locked up in my basement, and they won't be bothering us anymore. It's my time now.
What was that? What, Chuck? I mean, chill out, buddy.
We're live from Chuck's basement.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. We're in the last 25 minutes, and we're joined by a friend of ours on the show. Marty is here.
Marty, say hello.
Greetings. There's a microphone. I don't hear my.
Uh-oh. Yeah, turn up his mic.
No. Maybe he needs to turn it on.
Oh.
Welcome to.
There we go.
Oh, okay. It's just very low.
In case you don't know Marty, he's like a character actor.
I am 3 inches tall. Okay.
He's on a tiny chair right now.
Oh, there are chairs.
He's in sort of various and sundry metal injection clips. Like, yes. He was the grandmother that hits the kid with a frying pan in the metal injection intervention. Moscow Metal Minute.
He was Cody Melancholy in
right.
Metal Idol. Fantastic
yeah.
performance.
And also a terrific artist who has a book out.
Is that better?
Yeah, we share. I'm giving you a plug and you're talking over me.
I'm sorry.
Terrible
sure.
person.
He's very humble.
All right. Well, I'll give him a plug at the end of the show. But it's a good book, and he's a good artist.
So he just comes on for plugs. Anyway, we have a call from someone more important.
Oh.
585, you're on the Zach Beats hotline. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Sorry.
How about now? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this Ginger?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you idiot.
Who is this?
This is Ginger.
Hold on one second.
I think we have a question for you, Ginger. I think there's a caller calling in with a question for you.
217, do you have a question?
Yes. I had a question for Marty.
Uh-huh.
Yes, go on. Ahem. Yes, go on.
How are you doing?
That's a difficult question. Let me think about that.
It's not good to have dead air.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, huh? Yeah, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot, 217.
Love
that. Wow, if he had Wikipedia on him, then he might have had some material.
Yeah, Marty, why don't you have a Wikipedia page that you can look up?
Make one.
I don't know. I guess I'm not entertaining or famous enough.
Well, deal with that.
I need to start a fan club.
Ginger, would you join the Martin Boxar fan club?
I guess. I don't know who it is.
We just told you he's an awesome artist.
Friends of Metal Injection, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're one big family here. I'm the uncle that gets a little too touchy-feely.
The creepy oh, God, yeah. Somebody said don't let Sid phone rate you. What the fuck?
Yeah, but that someone is named Sid's furry love child with Noah, so do you really want to take their word for anything? Come
yes.
Whatever happened to all the Noah names? Now they're all Sid names.
Ginger,
you feel flattered?
You sound like my mother. I think you're talking way too close to the phone. Just pull the phone away from you a little bit.
That's very exciting.
I know. I know you're pumped. Chill out. Yeah, it's a little better.
Is Ginger a 13-year-old boy or an actual girl?
No, Ginger's a 27-year-old woman, right?
Sid, are you aroused right now?
You have to prove it.
Mentally, not to...
Sid,
show her how you sleep talk broads in real life. It's hard to do without pills. So bad, it's hard.
Seriously, you gotta call it talking.
Do you have any Vicodin where you are?
Interactive radio.
No.
Could you maybe bang your head against the wall a couple of times? You're a little dizzy.
That's get in the mood.
Get going.
We don't hear anything. Are you banging your head?
Yeah, is that...
I think she's out.
No,
this is hot.
What?
I gotta say.
Just wanna hear my best work.
Yeah, baby. So, Ginger, what do you think of the show so far? Have you been thoroughly entertained?
No. I don't know. It felt like a long show. There's some guy talking about books, and then there's some As I Lay Dying guy.
We didn't ask you for a summary. We just asked you...
Yeah, books are stupid.
Do you read books, Ginger?
You're in college. Shouldn't you be reading books all the time?
She goes to McDonald's College.
Oh, Clown University?
Yeah, I read books with pictures.
With pictures. Well, he said he's putting out a picture book.
Yeah, Ben Hellhammer and Kelsey.
Yeah, so you're totally set.
I'm totally what?
You're totally set.
I think we have a caller.
Oh, we have another caller on the line. Let's get him on the phone.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. 217, you are on the line. Hold on 1 second. 217.
Hello.
Now you're on the air. Yes.
I had a question for Martin.
Uh-huh.
Is it true you like to paint?
I do not like to paint. I like to...
Trick question. Ah,
you got me. Yeah, I paint.
Oh, you can't fool 217. His new name is Wiki.
Yeah.
The researcher.
Or the Googler.
Yeah, I like the Googler. That's a good one.
The Googler. We have the Googler on the line.
I like
been
that.
Accused of not paying me.
What's that, Ginger?
I'm accused of not being Ginger. Earl says, ask if she's the real Ginger.
But you're a girl, so what the hell's the difference? Ginger's... Oh, what's her name now?
What?
I'm pretty sure your name isn't actually Ginger, even if you are the real Ginger. So
Sid's like the sexual Googler.
Yes.
Do you have a vagina?
He's been checking it out.
Well, do you, by the way?
What?
I don't know if I'm getting that for you. You do have a vagina, right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
There's no penis or any weird stuff going on.
Do you want there to be?
You're not baking any bread down there, right? If you would like to Sid by Sid, give us a call at 646- 929. Let me say the number. 646-929-1357. There's no Jesus in that number.
You know,
Sid's a weird guy, but he's a very good friend, and I don't want him to catch me.
I wouldn't say very good friend.
Well, I'm talking about me. You hate him because, you know, you're roommates.
I'm a weird guy? You really think that? No, that's just air persona.
Oh, okay.
I'm going
creepy.
With that.
Okay.
I would say creepy, not
Shut
weird.
Up.
I'm not really.
Yeah. No, but I just don't want him to catch anything. That's why I want to like kind of pre-screen you for diseases.
Thank you.
You're clean, right?
Wait, what's going on here? You're asking me if I'm clean?
We're doing a show. Yeah, no, I'm not implying that you aren't clean. I'm just asking. I want to make sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, this is really bad. I'm not following this at all. I need to get off.
Yes, it'll take care of that.
That's what I'm here for.
Hey, why don't you bass sound?
Some bass sound?
Yeah, get her off.
That's not how I work.
How do you work?
Not with audio.
He meets her in a bus station in Rochester.
There's complete silence. The minute you utter a word, you get slapped in the face.
Wait, hold on, Ginger, before you go, we have a call,
yeah.
We have a Googler on the line.
Oh.
Googler, are you there?
Yeah, I had a question for Robert.
Yes?
Is it true that Indian food really gets you the next day?
Why, yes, it does, actually. Wow, he's also the Facebooker.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, this guy's got more connections than we even knew.
He should get a superhero costume and take a picture and send it to us so we could put him on the website as the Googler.
He should do an interview series. The Google interview.
It sounds like you've got peanut butter in your mouth. I can't hear a word.
What have you been
really,
drinking tonight, Ginger?
What?
What have you been drinking tonight?
Nothing.
Are you still using...
Maybe you should drink some.
Hello?
I should.
Yeah, are you still using that pay-per-minute phone?
Yeah. I'm blue.
Say that again.
Are you
still
paid.
Using the
phone?
They're
cutting
phone?
In and out.
Minutes. Like the pay-as-you-go cell phone. No?
Huh?
Did she hang up on... She's
I gotta
here.
Get
yeah,
off the... You guys are cutting up. Like, way too bad.
Run while you can.
It just takes her 4 minutes to process everything you say, I think.
I'm going to get off. What?
Okay.
We just went through this. It'll get you off.
Bye.
Yeah. I have warm hands.
All right, fine. Bye.
Bye. You know what would be really cool if we got the Googler to go to, like red carpet events, like premieres, and just interview people?
That would
like
be
Steven
fantastic.
Spielberg.
You know what? Honestly, we could just steal his idea and do it ourselves. We don't need to get him to do anything.
I guess. But
he laid down a blueprint, but
he's really good at it.
He should go there.
He set the standards.
He should go there and do it in like a Googler superhero costume. Like just stand there like an idiot and be like, hey, Steven Spielberg, is it true you make movies? Well, yeah, it's like, thank you. Just walk away.
Go on.
Googler, I have a question for you. Can you call back? I have a question for you, Googler.
No, you cannot ask the Googler questions.
What?
Only he
you
asks
Google?
You. Only
right.
He can ask
In case you're just tuning into the live cast, all show we've had a caller from Springfield, Illinois, 217.
Don't blow up his spot.
Call in, and we had Ian Christie on the line in the first hour, and he asked him such thought-provoking questions as, is it true you write books? Okay.
Well, I think he asked him, is it true that you write that you wrote Sound of the Beast?
Oh, that's true. That is truer. And then when Tim from As They Lay Dying called, he asked him if it was true that he was in As They Lay Dying. So much comedy has happened, and you have missed it, clearly. I think we have the Googler on the line. Googler, are you there?
Hello, this is the Googler.
Yeah. Hello, Googler. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is it true that you use Google?
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Look, it's a Googler imitator already. Already. It's been an hour.
No, I wanted to out-Google the Googler, but I couldn't. Oh, why'd you hang up on him, Noah?
No, you should immediately hang up on him every
that's
time.
That's what
you
do, yeah.
Oh.
It's
I wanted to get to know the Googler. I wanted to know if there was a Googlette in the picture.
A Mrs. Google?
You're only allowed to ask him things to which we already know the answer, though. That's his key.
Oh.
You can't ask him a question that would give new information.
There are layers to this Googler. Google is on the other foot.
I'm just going to call this show the Metal Injection Googler from now on. You can say whatever you want on the air, Marty.
Are you fucked up?
Googler, call back. We want to know. No, no, no.
Really. Were you trying to impersonate Rob's mom?
I was.
That was good. That was Metal Misha he was trying to impersonate.
Oh, sorry.
Which is actually my impersonation of my mom.
But Rob did tell me about that one time that did happen. And
yeah, it's true. I think we talked about it last
we
week.
Robert, are you the king?
Well, Robert, we love you anyway, even if you are faggot. All right. Winding down the show, we only have 11 minutes. There's a guy standing here, so I'm using my delay mechanism. Yeah.
Only 11 more minutes.
No one knows what the fuck's going on here.
Give us a call, 646-929-1357. Googler, whoever you are, I believe you deserve a prize.
Yeah.
So private message me. Or Facebook me, since we're obviously Facebook friends. And I'll see that you're from Springfield, Illinois, and then we're set.
We'll come and find you.
We'll come and find you, and I'll ask you all the questions. And, we had a pretty good show this week.
You think?
I enjoyed myself.
What
did
we learn?
We learned that sometimes you can have a book publisher on the phone, and he can be getting a fax on that same phone.
So that means we learned that faxes still exist?
Yes, faxes fuck us.
Who knew? What?
Just think about that one. We learned that in Sweden there's a group of people that were inspired by the Karate Kid.
The bad guys.
Kickers.
Yeah, by the Cobra Kai.
Kickers.
And they're kickers, and they just go to places and kick people. Right? That was the gist of it.
That
actually
kickers?
Sounds
can
pretty
we
awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
That is forward.
Can I start by kicking Sid?
No.
Yes.
Can you
so
kick
stoked.
It or you can't? All right, if I do.
You and I.
A
my leg doesn't
quest.
Reach.
You and I are the only ones in this room that got that joke.
That's right, everybody else here is a racist, so it makes sense.
I want to listen to the Cry Kid music. Does anyone object to that?
Too bad.
Yeah, you're the guy after anymore.
Yeah.
217 on the line again.
The Googler is on the line.
Googler is back. Okay.
Hello.
Googler. Yes.
Is it true that I won a prize?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Googler, I want to tell you something. You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down. You're the best around. You're the one who asks funny questions of our guests. You're the best around. You're the funniest Googler ever. There's a black guy kicking Ralph Macchio in the face on my screen right now. I'm completely distracted. All right, I'm done. That's it.
Thank you.
I can't believe he got serenaded. Wow.
See, Googler, that's how much Darren loves you.
Darren broke into song for the Googler.
It's true. He's exciting.
Darren only breaks into song for women.
Maybe the Googler is a woman.
No, he's very manly. Googler, are you sure you're a man? Thank you.
The show was worth it just for that gag. Thank you, Googler. And
totally made up for Rob's terrible interviewing skills.
I thought Rob shined through the interview.
What? That's because he's got oily skin. Don't. Why you got to talk about
Shut
that?
No, that's just chicken grease on his face.
Chicken grease, wasn't that your nickname in high school?
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
Good exchange, good exchange.
Thank you. It's like a volley in a tennis match. You're going back and forth for a while.
You're not the best around. Something's going to always keep you down.
All right, Darren, sing again.
Nah, I'm done.
Well, I guess we don't deserve it.
You can't. You got to spread it out a little bit. You know,
no one knows about
don't,
spreading
don't
it out a little bit.
Don't tell me to spread it out.
I knew that was coming.
My favorite username in the chat room right now is Whole Lot of Scrotum.
What do you think that means?
It's a Led Zeppelin fan grabbing his crotch.
I love it.
I think it's someone with blue balls.
Whole lot of scrotum. What's the message behind the username?
That's not how chat rooms work, Rob. You're supposed to type in your question.
Well, he's probably listening. So.
No, the people in the chat room don't listen.
No, they just do their own thing. Is that how it goes?
They don't even remember what the hell this chat is about. They're just, like, picking each other up.
Are we going to talk about Bubbly Boy?
We're going to talk about what?
Yeah, we...
we had topics. That's right.
Yeah,
we had
that
topics.
Helps with the show topic.
Cool. Yeah.
4 minutes to go.
Well, we can talk about...
The last 6 minutes, you will be entertained.
Metal's power couple, Evan Seinfeld and Tara Patrick, broke up.
Oh, no.
Broke up. Shocking news.
Do you want to say who Tara Patrick is?
Tara Patrick is a porn queen. I mean, come on. If you're fucking a fan of...
I'm sure more people would know who she is than...
Evan Seinfeld, of course, was on Oz. He also played in a band called Biohazard.
This influences in no way whether I get to see her vagina or not.
Well, actually, you get to see other penises in her vagina now.
In her vagina.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know
that I will never have my penis in Sarah Patrick's vagina. So the fact that she is...
Why would you want your penis in that vagina when you likely have your penis fall off after being in there?
It'd be worth it. Right?
I mean, I'd like to have it in her mouth.
I would like to just slap her with it.
Or the anus.
She's a very attractive woman. I just think. I have OCD.
I like it before
that,
the implants.
Though.
Oh, I don't.
No,
you're gonna fuck someone. You can't be a germaphobe.
Get in there. Get
I'm very picky about that word.
The sheet.
Get a lot of juice on your dick.
Let's not forget about the Shat song, a tit fuck.
Yeah.
She just.
But she sits perfect for fucking. But she has been tit fucked too by the same dirty cocks. Millions of times, probably.
You're just not into porn stars, are you?
I am into looking at them and jerking off.
There you go. I don't. You are never going to get her, Darren. No problem.
Then maybe.
Right, exactly. But there are
other...
Like
I was saying,
like,
I'm never going to get her either, so whether she's faking or not.
I feel like I could get, like, a lesser porn star. Like, she's a famous
I could
porn
get
star.
An Asian girl that looks like her.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's enough for me.
Yeah.
It's like a Sesame Street song.
Sing it, Darren. By the letter T.
I come.
There it is.
Don't breath. Hey,
I was like a Mike Patton song. That's right, it's almost done. That was Shad with Titfuck.
The single after that was Whole Lot of Scrotum. I don't know if you're Biohazard's actually from around here where we live.
Yeah, that's a funny
thing. They used to, before they were like famous, they used to deliver pizza, a couple of those guys.
I'm sure they
lived in like Marine Park, right?
Yep.
Yep.
I'm sure all of you know where that is.
Wait, is it Marine Park? I thought Life of Agony, some of those guys.
Yeah, I think
both.
Marine
Park.
Yeah. It's the same person.
Life of Agony used to record at that shitty studio.
East London?
Yeah. Oh. That little cramped armpit.
That's the cramped armpit of South Brooklyn.
I thought that
but,
was your sister. Oh!
Hey-o. Back up!
Armpit fuck!
So Sebastian Bach, the big fat woman, though, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Sebastian Bach is look at Marty being
that's
the moderator.
Right. There we go.
He's a good producer.
Keep the show together.
Good job.
With 3 minutes remaining. Sebastian Bach is going to be on Celebrity Fit Club. I didn't know Sebastian Bach was a fatty.
I didn't know he was a celebrity.
Oh.
And that's all we have about Sebastian Bach.
That's a metal vaudeville act right there.
It's so sad though to see old like ex marginal celebrities like.
Marginal. He was the beast.
I even like Skid Row, but you know, it's sad.
He's still making money. Good for him.
Darren,
he's
about to put out a record. Actually,
he was on Gilmore Girls. For God's sake.
Yeah, he's doing
I didn't know that.
He's doing better than Skid Row, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
When I was
not on Skid Row.
When I was in Italy for Evolution Fest, he was headlining it. And, like, the hotel that I was staying in was, like, the main... Stop it! I'm trying to tell a story here. Fine, I'll just stop.
Rob is
tell
a maverick.
So, anyway, so he didn't want to stay in the hotel with the rest of the bands. So he booked a room in the hotel down the block just so he wouldn't stay with everyone else.
Was it an Econo Lodge?
Wait, he just didn't want to party with other
musicians?
No!
It was a shame because of how fat he was. He didn't want them to see him.
So, well, what's the big deal? Maybe he just didn't want to. Maybe he wanted to stay away from all the drugs and sex and rock and roll.
Well, what's his issue?
He's a fat woman. That's
he's straight edge, maybe. Maybe he's a straight edge. Sure.
He's dropped the drug and alcohol and taken up the cupcake.
Wow, it's very brutal.
You should try that, Noah. Put a little meat on those bones.
I asked you to go to the store for me, but you didn't want to.
I'm sorry.
You better
be able to do yet again.
You better be sorry.
Sorry.
That's why she hangs out with all lazy people.
Yeah.
So regardless, they'll be like, nah, I don't want to go to the gym with you.
Hanging out with us is the best diet. Because we'll just eat your food the second you look away.
Give me that bitch. Well, all right. I think it's time to wrap things up.
Yeah, Rob, I have a question.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, that's all for this week. Thank you, everybody. For
53 seconds.
Well, we're going to wrap this one up.
What, really?
Yeah.
Well, what else do you have to say?
I feel like we're ripping the kids off if we don't give them the
whole 2 hours.
It'll take
them 53 seconds to wrap up.
All right, fair enough.
It's not
40
very good
seconds
right now.
Goodbye,
everybody. All right, that's our show. Thank you for listening in. I'm Rob. I've been here with Sid, Darren, 3D rather, Noah, Marty and Anthony stopped by towards the end. And thank you to our guests, Tim from As I Lay Dying and Austrian Death Machine. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, plug his book.
And a big thanks to Ian Christie for calling in the first hour and schooling us. And if you want to get Marty's book, how do people do that, Marty?
BOKFAR.com.
We're out of time!
Rob, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it true this music kicks so much ass in the world?
Yeah. Thank you.